Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Here on Naturally Savvy, we like to talk about taking your health into your own hands. We love to provide tools to help you do just that. And I am absolutely thrilled, and as is Andrea, to have the wonderful documentary filmmaker Norm Hacker on the program. He's going to be talking about his fantastic documentary, Heal Yourself. Hi, Norm.
How are you?
Norm, it's great to have you on. It's such a wonderful documentary. I really appreciate the message in it. And if you could tell us a little bit about it and about this important message that really needs to be heard.
Thank you so much. So what happened was I come from Australia and I've been in the U.S. for 10 years. And when I moved across here, I saw on the television so many medical ailments, advertisements that I was wondering if I had them. I just felt disempowered. So I wanted to make a one-hour documentary that would basically cover the basic topics that I felt were important, that if people would pay attention to those things, they could start to take their power of their health back into their own hands. And those topics were pretty much food, emotional stress, environmental stress. I looked at the power of the placebo effect, meditation, visualization, and then self-education, things that people can do, practical things that people can do to take responsibility for their health and start to put it back into their own hands.
Well, that's what I love so much about it, is that to actually see people talking about the issues that they've been affected, whether it be colitis, I know there's a gentleman talking about Crohn's disease, another woman talking about cancer, and the things that they did and the things that help. And in addition to real folks, you've got incredible experts like John Gray, you've got Bernie Siegel, and that, to hear their advice as well. One of my favorite lines from the film, and I apologize, I don't remember who said it, but he said that, you know, food is meant to nourish us. But what's happened today is people are using food to masturbate their tongues. And I thought that is absolutely brilliant and so right on.
Well, yeah, that was a line by Thomas Lodi, Dr. Thomas Lodi. And what he was saying in that, he said it so succinctly. But on a broader thing, what people are doing, when people decide what foods to eat, they generally think, what's going to satisfy their taste buds? That's what they have. They'd say, what am I going to have for dinner? Oh, well, what do I feel like? What's going to taste good? Rather than thinking, what nutrients, what food should I take in that's going to nourish my body? And I think that's a real fundamental difference to how people think to how they should be thinking. Because if they start to think, well, what's going to be the best for my body? Okay, it may not taste perfectly, you know, seasoned and things like that. But if they start to make that shift, they're going to automatically start to be healthier and eat to help and be much better for them.
It's so true. You know, another thing that happens, too, is all the toxins in our environments. And you and I have spoken before, and you talked about what happens in the winter. And we're having a particularly cold winter and the fact that we are being bombarded in our own homes. If you can address that a bit.
You know, if people think about what is in their homes, we spoke to one of the co-founders of Seventh Generation, Jeffrey Hollander, and he made the point that our homes are 2 to 2.5 times more toxic inside than outside. And if you think about that, you know, your carpet has chemicals, you know, the paint on your wall has chemicals, the floor sealant has chemicals, you bring in cleaning fluids, your laundry detergent has, your shampoos, your makeup, all of these things you're bringing into your home. And in the wintertime, what we do, in addition to having all these chemicals here, we close all the windows, and then we turn up the heat, which makes everything like almost like a sauna inside, which makes everything sweat. And then people wonder, you know, why is there increased, why do they get more sick in the wintertime? So you know, even though I know, in especially at the moment, it's very tough in parts of the country, but if you can, you know, whenever you can, keep at least a little bit of a window open in your place, or let a little bit of fresh air come in here, it's going to help you from that's on one level. On the other level, if you can stop bringing these chemicals into the house, that's why one of the people we spoke to, as I said, was Seventh Generation, who make a lot of products that are environmentally clean. We also spoke to Aubrey Organics, who makes a lot of personal shampoos and conditioners, all of that, which are without chemicals. you can start to make some of those choices which are readily available to people, you're going to start to reduce the amount of toxicity in your home. And that's, you know, one of the big things that has to be addressed.
No, that's a really good point. I mean, Aubrey Organics is an amazing company. We've worked with them for many, many years, and I know that they care deeply about the products that they make. So, you know, anything by that company, I 100% trust and endorse. And you bring up a good point, because you bring up the fact that, you know, in the winter that, you know, it's cold outside, so we turn up the heat and we have, you know, people have these chemicals in the house, so they start to off-gas. So I love that you're mentioning that, because we always talk to people naturally savvy. We talk a lot about food, but we do talk about our home environment and limiting the VOCs, like the paint on the wall, like the off-gassing from the furniture. But something as easy as cleaning products, like just switching to healthier alternatives that are non-toxic when it comes to cleaning products. So I love that you brought up that point, and it's a really good one.
Yeah, no, that's what we that's what I wanted to do in the film. There were just the film is not really about it's not following anybody. We speak to people who have cured themselves from some serious diseases, but we're not actually following stories. It's we're speaking to experts, and we have wall to wall information with lots and lots of tips, and there it's not just about the environmental stress. There's the we talk about emotional stress, how the importance of meditation and how taking control of emotions is important. We talk about the whole look at the food. I mean, one of the biggest problems with our food intake at the moment is that we are making our bodies very acidic. And when your body's acidic, there's not enough oxygen getting to your cells. That's what's causing disease. So we need to start to reverse that, taking in much more greens, much more, you start to juice, a lot of things like that. We mentioned all of that in the film. And we've made the film is free as well, so that's another one I really don't want to forget to tell people that on our website, healyourself.tv, you can watch the film for free. It's just put in your email address and you'll get taken straight to the page. And I'm hoping a lot of people will watch it and enjoy it and take something away from it, because we've not only, obviously, I have a lot of passion about the message, but each of the presenters, there's 17 different presenters in the film, they all have a lot of passion wanting people to take little steps to help improve their health.
And I think you bring up a good point about pH. I know that's one of the things that I'm a big proponent of, is getting our body to be more alkaline by checking our first morning pH, because that really tells us also about our nutrient depletion, which is most of us are nutrient depleted. We don't have enough minerals in our body, and also digestion. So I think there's so many factors when it comes to living that healthy lifestyle that your film is super important. I'm definitely going to put it on our website at naturallysavvy.com. I know RadioMD is going to put it on their website. I think everybody needs to see it, and people like yourself are helping to change the world, so thank you.
it's part of service to people. It's just people can empower themselves. And you know, my view of the body is that if you just look at a pendulum, you know, it just, if you hold it up and it just hangs there, and I look at that as the body, and it's in a natural state of balance, and that's how our body should be. When we start to bring the chemicals in, eat processed foods, start to do all these things, that pendulum starts to swivel and swing and get out of balance. And all we have to do, people think, well, what's the secret to getting good health and things like that? And my answer is just remove all the things that make that pendulum swing. If you just remove all the things that are causing stress on the body, that pendulum will come back to a sedimentary state, and your body will start to function normally how it's designed to, and you will be in good health automatically.
No, you know what? We couldn't be more on the same page. So thank you so much for being on our show today. We appreciate it.
Having me. I love being here.
I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at YourRadioMD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.